With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. More severe weather possible today across parts of the country's midsection in the wake of powerful storms that spawned tornadoes, devastating a small Iowa community about 45 miles southwest of Des Moines.
The storm killed several people when it ripped through Greenfield, Iowa Tuesday, leaving destroyed homes, crumpled cars, and splintered trees. Sergeant Alex Dinkla of the Iowa State Patrol says they're still counting the dead. Meteorologist Tony Fracasso of the Storm Prediction Center says part of that same storm could hit areas of Arkansas and Texas today.
The area of, most concern kind of stretches from right basically through the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
The Houston area of Texas is still recovering from last week's storms, which killed at least 8 people. I'm Donna Water.
And in Houston, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo says the lights and the air conditioning are back on for most, but not all, utility customers.
85% of people with outages have been restored as the latest update from CenterPoint. As of this morning, 142,000 people in the region are without power, a lot of those in Harris County.
And she spoke with KTRK-TV. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel recalling its ambassadors to Ireland, Spain, and Norway after those three countries declared recognition of an independent Palestinian state. Israel denouncing the decision, quoting the country's foreign minister, "History will remember that Spain, Norway, and Ireland decided to award a gold medal to Hamas murderers and rapists." Well, we're holding on to our cars and trucks longer. The average age for a vehicle now stands at a record 12.6 years. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 84 points. NASDAQ futures 6 points in the red. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court sidesteps the issue of transgenderism.
The justices will not hear a case brought by parents in Maryland who have a problem with their school's policy of letting kids live as the opposite sex in class without mom and dad's permission. This leaves in place a lower court ruling against the plaintiffs. That decision did not address the merits of the parents' complaint, finding only that they did not have standing to bring the suit. Similar cases are percolating in other court systems. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
Minnesota lawmakers failing to pass a state equal rights amendment. It would have enshrined abortion and the LGBT lifestyle in the state's constitution. A compromise to legalize sports gambling also failed to cross the finish line by midnight Sunday, the deadline. Authors of the Minnesota ERA opted not to include the word abortion, which critics called a deceptive move. The text instead would have protected the right to be making decisions about all matters relating to one's own pregnancy or deciding whether to become or remain pregnant. SRN News. Prosecutors and defense lawyers in the Trump classified documents case due in court for the first time since the judge indefinitely postponed the trial earlier this month.
The defense is arguing once again for a dismissal, alleging the case fails to clearly articulate a crime and amounts to a personal and political attack. A newly unsealed defense motion was made public on Tuesday, along with hundreds of pages of documents. It reveals defense lawyers are asserting the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago in 2022 was illegal. In another reveal, a former chief judge of the federal court in Washington issued a sealed opinion last year, which said that Trump's lawyers, months after the search, turned over additional documents with classified markings found in the former president's bedroom and his office at the estate. I'm Jennifer King.
Hunter Biden's lawyers pressing a judge to delay their client's federal tax trial, set to begin next month in Los Angeles, seeking to push the June 20th trial date back until at least September. More details, SRNNews.com.